Help all kids learn and grow with PBS Kids. Thank you for supporting your PBS station.
Word up, it's Word Girl. Word up, it's Word Girl. Flying at the speed of sound, vocabulary that sounds from the final lexicon. Watch out, villains, here she comes. Faced with a catastrophe, we need the living dictionary. Her superior intellect keeps the crime world in check.
Listen for the words delightful and innovate.
It's another delightful day in our city.
It's another delightful day in our city.
Yes, I just said that.
Yes, I just said that.
Okay, what's wrong?
Ha! What's right? First, Leslie takes the whole week off to go to some convention for unappreciated sidekicks, which I really do not appreciate. Then the squeaker on my squishy bunny breaks.
Oh, yeah, I totally see what you mean.
And my latest mind control device is a complete waste of money. I'm supposed to be a supervillain. And frankly, this is not a particularly super week I'm having.
Tell me about it. It's not easy being Super Us.
Exactly. People think it's all blowing up things and wah-ha-ha! But it's hard work.
It's super hard. Nobody understands that.
So you actually feel like this sometimes too?
Are you kidding me, brother? Some days I feel like a mouse in a maze, doing the same thing over and over and over again. I come up with some new ray.
And I always come up with some new mind control device.
And Word Girl always finds them and destroys them.
I need to try something new and different.
Hey,
me too.
Hey, we could work together.
Yeah.
And then... That's all I got.
Yeah, me too.
Wait. Bunnies. Bunnies! I just had a doozy of an idea. It's one part you, one part me, and one part... Ta-da! Bunnies!
Really? Because, you know, I like bunnies.
That's just it. Everybody likes bunnies. Ha ha ha! It's genius!
Evil genius. Tell me about the bunnies, Two Brains.
Uh-oh.
Meanwhile, across town, Becky Botsford, a.k.a. Word Girl, is engaged in a heated, epic battle with...
Breakfast.
No.
Hey, what's wrong?
Hey, you!
I was trying to do something innovative with the ingredients.
If innovative means gross, you succeeded.
No, innovative means new, original, and creative.
I'm always in the mood for an innovative new dish. Yum! Not very yum.
No. What is it, Bob?
Bunnies. They represent the best in all of us, don't you think?
Yeah.
Because nobody doesn't love bunnies. Why, he'd have to be a monster not to just melt at the sight of one of those delightful little... What are they, anyway? Reptiles? Anyway, they say when you're proud of something, you wear it on your sleeve. Well, I'm a proud bunny lover, and I've got a feeling you are too. Because you're not a monster, are you? Of course not. So show it!
Up with bunnies! Join the new I Love Bunnies movement, because if all the bunny lovers come together, the bunny haters haven't got a chance. Think about it. And thank you from the bottom of my bunny-loving heart.
Wow, what was that all about?
I think it was about bunnies.
And also about being a good person.
Well, yeah, but come on, it's Mr. Big. What does he know about being a good person?
Well, he can't be bad, Becky. He loves bunnies. He called them...
Delightful. It means highly pleasing or charming or adorable.
Like bunnies.
Yeah, but...
Now, don't tell me you're one of those bunny haters, sweetie. That would just break your father's bunny-loving heart.
No, it's just... What I... Because... bunnies are great.
Exactly!
But at least the whole thing makes sense now. Mr. Big's obviously just whipping up this ridiculous fad so he can sell a bunch of I Love Bunnies buttons.
It appears to be the latest fad that's sweeping the city. I have to work fast if I want to get a story about this new craze into the next edition of the newspaper. Excuse me, sir. Scoops Ming, Daily Rag. I see you're a bunny lover.
Help! I'm a bunny lover! Help! Oh, I mean, yep, sure am. That's me. Uh-huh. Actually, no, not really, but, you know, everyone else is doing it, so why not?
No, you got one too. Now why would you want to go waste perfectly good money on one of those buttons?
Everyone's wearing them, and I didn't waste any money. They're free.
Free? Well, that's not like Mr. Big. I better go check this out.
Be a bunny lover. Here you go.
Buttons, buttons, who's got the buttons?
Be a bunny lover.
One for you, and one for you.
Bunnies, let's go.
Over here, I love bunnies.
Me too. Give me one.
There's a button.
I'm not a monster.
Have a few. Share them with your friends.
Family.
Complete strangers. Share it with that person.
Up with bunnies.
Up with bunnies. Up with bunnies.
Up with bunnies.
Woo!
Yeah. Uh-oh. Mr. Big and Two Brains working together? I mean, it's innovative, but it's also a little scary. Whatever this is all about, it definitely can't be good. But what is it all about?
Okay, here's what it's all about.
What was that again?
Weren't you paying attention?
I just heard the part about how I get everything I ever wanted, and frankly, that was good enough for me.
Not just you, both of us. We get everything we ever wanted.
Did you just say something?
Yeah, watch me. Hey, you, that's a delightful button you have there. Can I see it?
Sure. Ooh, delightful button. Can I see it?
Actually, it's exactly the same as the one you're... Ooh, delightful button. Can I see it?
So it sounds like it's mostly about not wanting to be different. Would you say there's an element of peer pressure in this new fad?
Button? No button. No button. Help! No button. No button. Help!
Yeah, well, I think I got everything I need here. Thanks a lot. Great stuff. Bye!
I mean, I really, really,
You still don't get it, do you?
Not really, no.
Look, when you turn on somebody's button, they're immediately under our mind control.
Got it! Got it! Brilliant! Brilliant!
I'm not done yet.
Darn, because I really got that part.
Well, hang on, because here's the beauty part. Once somebody's mind control button is turned on, the first order they'll receive is to turn on everyone else's mind control buttons. Ha ha! Our mind control will spread from person to person to person to person. And because we're not using one big mind control device, Word Girl can't just smash it and ruin our whole plan. She'd have to turn off every single button one at a time. It'd take her 100 years to do that. And I don't care what planet she's from, 100 years is a long, long time.
What's happening? All these people, they're all under mind control. Whoa, I'm seriously outnumbered here. I'd better go get Bob.
But by the time our hero gets home...
Have a button.
Don't you love bunnies?
Don't be a monster.
The whole city's under mind control. I can't believe this is happening.
I can't believe this is happening. I finally got the scoop of the century, but there's no one to tell. I don't get the impression these people read very much. Are you?
Now come on!
What just happened? Did Becky just reveal her secret identity to Scoops? Is Mr. Big and Two Brain's innovative plan actually going to work? Oh, I hope this has a delightful ending. Find out on the next action-packed episode of Word Girl! That's it!
And this is...
May I have a word?
As usual, the player who correctly defines today's featured word will win a fabulous prize. Let's play!
May I have a word?
Yes, you may. Today's featured word is perspire. To give you a clue, here are some clips from Word Girl that show the meaning of the word.
Perspire means to sweat, like everyone in those clips was doing.
That is correct. Huggy, show him what he's... Are you okay? Can't you find a better time to train for your unicycle race? Oh, Huggy, did you break the air conditioner?
Are you gonna tell me what I've won?
Fine. Here's hoping it's a replacement air conditioner. Huggy, are you ready to show him the prize? Okay. Tommy, you are today's winner. Huggy, show him what he's won. An official Word Girl absurdly large launch round. Don't worry, folks. He's fine. Okay, that's it for today's episode. See you next time on...
May I have a word? Word Girl!
Listen for the words confidential and global.
I've never said this before, but it is definitely not another lovely day in our city.
The evil I Love Bunnies campaign, concocted by Dr. Two Brains and Mr. Big, has put nearly the entire population under mind control. And when we last saw Word Girl, I mean, Becky, just see for yourself.
Becky? Becky Botsford?
Now you see why this is a two-part episode.
How about that brick wall, huh? It must have been totally weakened by something. I mean, I just leaned on it and it fell right over. Me, just an ordinary little girl.
Yeah, and then you picked me up and we flew through the sky.
Oh, no, that was a wind current that just came in and swooped us off the ground. It was like we were flying. That was weird, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Forget it, I'm Word Girl.
I knew it! I always knew it!
No, you didn't.
All right, I always suspected it. Okay, I sometimes suspected it.
So.
How do you fly? How long have you had your powers? Does anyone else know your Word Girl? What's your favorite color? Your favorite state bird?
Whoa, hold on. Slow down.
I can't. This is the scoop I've been waiting for my whole life.
Yeah, listen, about that.
Although, it does kind of hurt my feelings that we've been friends for this long and you never told me.
Uh-huh. But don't you think there might be a reason for that?
Like what?
Well, is there any chance that you'll keep my secret identity confidential?
Confidential? You mean like keeping it a secret and not telling anyone?
Yes.
Are you kidding? This is the scoop of the century! The world needs to know!
And that's why I couldn't tell you. I need to keep my identity a secret, Do you know what would happen if everyone knew I was Word Girl?
They'd throw you a big parade?
No. Well, maybe. That'd be nice. But after that, my life would be ruined! Villains would know who I am. My family would treat me differently. And don't even get me started about the paparazzi.
Huh. I never thought of it that way. But people deserve to know the truth. And what kind of reporter would I be if I kept a story this big confidential?
You know what? Let's figure this out later. Right now, we've got bigger problems. My whole family is under mind control.
Yeah, mine too.
See those buttons? Mr. Big and Dr. Two Brains teamed up to create them. And everybody wearing one is under mind control.
So how do we stop them? Word Girl, I mean Becky Botsford, I mean you're the same person! Okay, I'm back.
Well, how about we start with this? Word up!
Whoa! This is really happening. This is awesome.
Come on!
Meanwhile, at Mr. Big's headquarters...
Ooh, this is the life. You like the suit? My cheesemaker and my tailor are the same guy.
Yes. Well, we're not done yet. What would you say if I told you that it's time to take this plan... global.
Global? Wait, you're talking the whole global world of Earth?
Yes! The entire world under our control! Just think. Swiss cheese delivered to you by actual Swiss people.
Mr. Big, you understand me.
All we have to do is get bunny-loving people to come to the city.
By promising them a paradise of friendly, bunny-loving citizen servants to happily cater to their every need.
And once they get here, we give them the official I Love Bunnies button. And zap!
Mind-controlled.
Okay, step one. Come up with an amazing ad campaign.
Uh-oh. Ad campaign?
We're going to have to confront Mr. Big and Dr. Two Brains.
Yeah, wait, what?
Don't sweat it. What usually happens is if they have a ray or a mind control device or something, I figure out a way to destroy that and everyone goes back to normal.
Really?
Trust me, happens all the time.
Oh boy.
What?
Nothing, can't say.
Annoying.
Hey, Mr. Big, you know what's kind of weird? We have not heard a peep out of Word Girl yet. You think maybe she's under mind?
Hold it right there, you two!
Okay, maybe not.
All right, where is it?
Oh, where's what?
You know, the main mind control device or the giant ray or whatever big thing you've got that's controlling all the people in the city.
Ooh, that? There it is.
Ha! Oh, that wasn't much of a challenge at all.
Oh, Word Girl, I have one too.
Hi-ya! Not anymore. Ha!
Whoopsie, one more.
One more here, too.
And look!
Ah! Should we tell her?
Wait, what's going on?
Well, Word Girl, here's the thing. There is no ray. There is no big mind control device.
Word Girl!
You know, the buttons, the ones that are on every single person in the city?
The buttons are the mind control device, Gizmo.
So, in order to stop the mind control, we have to turn off every single button?
On every single person.
You're crazy.
But that's...
impossible. You're right.
Especially when we take it global.
Global?
That means they're going to do this to every person on Earth.
Bingo.
Now then, minions, put a button on these two. Hey!
Ah, let him go. Not like we have a choice. She's the only one around here who can fly.
You're right. Doesn't matter. Nothing can stop our plans now. Nothing. Not even Word Girl.
Well, that wasn't so hard.
Button! Have a button!
Oh, boy. Maybe a little harder than I thought.
All right, what is going on? Button!
There's too many of them. As soon as we turn the buttons off, the others turn them back on.
Button! Have a button!
Well, that didn't work. If they take this global, then we'll be the only two people in the world not under mind control. What are we going to do?
I don't know.
But you're a superhero. You're not allowed to not know what to do.
Yes, I am.
No, you're not.
Yes. All right, stop. Let's calm down. Yelling at each other is not going to help us.
You're right. But it makes me feel better.
I know. All right, let's talk this through. So they're using wireless microphones to mind control the whole city.
Wait. Did you notice anything special about those microphones?
No, they just seemed like regular old... regular old wireless microphones! And the buttons act as speakers, kind of like a radio. Oops, you're a genius!
Well, what do you expect from the guy who figured out Word Girl's secret identity? I'm kind of a big deal!
Back in Mr. Big's headquarters...
Okay, lay it on me. Persuade me to visit this city.
Our city's so great, you won't be able to control yourself anymore. You hate it.
No! No, it's just a...
Minions!
To what do we owe the pleasure of this revisit, Word Girl and her ordinary boy sidekick?
Yeah, come back for another heap and help and a defeat.
Hello, everyone in the city. Is this on? Okay. Reach over to the button
No!
Give me that.
What? No, he's got one. Get him!
Push the button!
Oh, no, you don't!
Yes, I do!
Everybody, press the button until you hear a click.
Oh, yeah? Well, we'll just change that. Everyone, turn your buttons back on. I said everyone. Oh, right. If the buttons aren't on, they're not going to listen to the mind control. Oh, man, that's embarrassing.
So this was nice, the whole collaboration with you. Very positive experience. I feel like I learned a lot.
I agree.
You want to do it again when we get out of prison?
Sure! Say, would you mind filling out this comment card about your experience conspiring with me?
Oh, not at all. Pencil?
See ya. Huggy.
Write a story in the paper about it. Last time we talked, he wasn't sure. Hey, Scoops. What now?
Well, this is easily the biggest scoop I've ever had in my life. And, well, it's kind of hard to keep things confidential when your name is Scoops.
So you're going to write the story?
Going to? I already did.
Oh.
The biggest story of my life. And no one will ever read it.
Huh?
Even I know some things are more important than, well, the most important thing in your life. And keeping Word Girl's identity confidential is one of them.
Oh, thanks.
Wow. So my friend is Word Girl. I have like a million questions for you.
Fire away!
No, like literally a million.
Wow.
How strong are you? How fast? How long have you had?
And so, Word Girl and Scoops prevent the I Love Bunnies mind control scheme from going global. And after much soul searching, Scoops agrees to keep Word Girl's identity confidential. Join us again next time for another sweet, sweet episode of Word Girl.
Word Girl!
Hello, I'm Bo Handsome, and this is the bonus round of
May I Have a Word?
our returning champion will have a chance to play for even greater prizes on the bonus round. Tommy, you correctly defined the word perspire. Are you ready to play the bonus round?
Let's do it.
Take a look at these three pictures and tell me which one shows the definition for perspire. Shot, Tommy.
I'm going to go with number three. The DJ in that picture was really perspiring. He was sweating almost as much as you are now.
Tommy, you are our bonus round winner. Show him what he's won, Huggy. Official Word Girl Frozen Treats. See you next time on
May I Have a Word.
What's your favorite word?
My favorite word is refresh, and I like it because it just gives you this nice feeling inside. Here's what my vision of refreshing is. Me just sitting in a plain field of clovers. It puts me in this happy mood. This happy hippie-like mood.
My favorite word is paleontology, which is the study of dinosaurs and dinosaur fossils. Exciting stuff. I love dinosaurs. I want to be a paleontologist when I grow up.
That's my favorite word.
Captain Huggy Face, show us what jubilant means. That's right, jubilant means to feel so happy you want to jump up for joy. Congratulations, Huggy! Jubilant!
More Word Girl? Watch your favorite episodes and test your word power on PBSKidsGo.org.
Want Word Girl's word power? Fly over to your local library.
Cape not required.
Word up!